You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hello, this is Aaron Dunlap from Fame Missions. I'm speaking to you from Stouffville, a town just north of Toronto in Canada. And in the new year, I hope with my family to go to Kenya to work there with the new Fame Reformed Theological College. I thought before we go and in the months that lie ahead in preparation that I would do a few podcasts to introduce you to our family and to ask you to pray as we make preparation for the field. Fame, of course, has had a Bible college for a number of years, a part-time college, but at the present time we have about 20 students. And I've been out over the past couple of years teaching at a special week of teaching meetings, and the Lord has burdened my heart with the need for a more robust theological training and strengthening of the local churches. I was out in May and I spoke with Rodney Davidson, the missionary in the field at the time, and Titus Nzuka about the possibility of starting a full-time college with a more robust theological curriculum. There was great enthusiasm at that time, both with Rodney and with Titus. And I was coming home to raise support and finance from North America to see if we could get the college off the ground. At that time, I had precluded myself and my family from ever working in Kenya and was settling down to the realization that I could perhaps travel over once a year as I'd been doing over the past couple of years. We have 5 children. James is the oldest, he's 10. Bethan is 8. William is 6, Emily is 4, and Thomas is 8 months. 4 of our children have serious health issues, significant health issues. Both my wife and myself had given up on the idea or precluded ourselves from ever working on the foreign field. We'd gotten married with the intention of going to the foreign field, actually, and the Lord had redirected our steps at that time into the pastoral ministry, and I had pastored for 10 years out in Victoria in Western Canada. But now the Lord had laid in my heart the desire and the need for the strengthening of the church in Kenya, in the area in which we work there in Kithimula. But as I said, the health issues of the children had in our minds precluded us from that work. And so I left it with the Lord, and the burden grew. And I left it with the Lord to speak to my wife. And so independently of my working and wrestling through these issues, the Lord had worked with Grace, my wife. In July of this year, we applied to the FAME board. The board met in September and they accepted our application. And so we hope to go in February or March of next year. Our call to the mission field then was interesting, and perhaps a story for another podcast, but it was not just a need and an open door and a desire on our part to go and work, but it was really the wrestling of our own heart with the realities of life and the Lord reasoning with us and reminding us from his word of his absolute sovereignty over all things, over the health of our children, indeed the life of our children, and to show us that the Lord uses the weak things to confound the mighty, and that the gift of medicine, which we enjoy so richly here in Canada, and the medical profession is just a means, but the Lord is the sustainer of life, the giver of life. In him we move and live and have our being. And so he showed us that Christian faith is not a blind faith, but it is an eye-opening faith, and he is revealed to us and enable us to see the possibilities and not just the obstacles ahead of us. So I'd ask you to pray for us, my wife Grace, and our 5 children as we plan and prepare to go in February, that the Lord would go before us, that he would open up the way as he has been doing, opening up doors and closing doors and making the rough places smooth and the crooked places straight. We've witnessed that over and over again the past few months. Pray that the Lord will continue to make the way plain, and as we prepare to go, the Lord will give us faith to keep on trusting and as we land in Kenya to do his work, that the Lord will bless our family. Thank you.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that Fame is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.